An assault weapons ban moves forward. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Late last evening, the House Judiciary Committee passed an assault weapons ban and sent it to the House floor with a recommendation for passage. The bill would ban the manufacture, sale, or transfer of semi-automatic weapons that can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition and have certain so-called military features, like barrel shrouds. North Carolina Republican Congressman Dan Bishop telling Fox's The Ingram Angle.
Facing the conditions in cities where there's disorder and crime, the defunding of police, and more people are concerned and want to have weapons for protection, but Democrats want to ban them. And once they ban these, it's clear they're going to come for more.
Congressman Bishop got Judiciary Committee Chair Congressman Jerry Nadler to admit the point of the bill is to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States, which was specifically barred by the Supreme Court's 2008 Heller decision. Federal prosecutors have rested their case against former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon, charged with contempt for failing to comply with a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. What the White House had said would be action on climate change by the president yesterday was actually a promise of future action.
Democrats in Congress have urged the president to declare a climate emergency and unlock sweeping executive actions. President Biden says there is a climate crisis, and in the weeks ahead, he will turn those words into official government action.
Through the appropriate proclamations, executive orders, and regulatory power that the president possesses.
In Massachusetts, the president highlighted offshore wind energy at a closed coal-fired power plant.
Fox's Jared Halperin. A lightning strike at an army base in Georgia has killed one soldier, left nine others injured. Wall Street higher Wednesday. The Dow gaining 47 points. NASDAQ up 183. The AAA says gas is down another 2.7 cents a gallon, now averaging $4.44. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two men arrested in the deaths of 53 migrants trapped in a stifling truck in San Antonio last month have not been indicted by a federal grand jury.
Homero Zamorano Jr. and Christian Martinez, both of Pasadena, Texas, are facing counts of transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in death. Both are in federal custody without bond pending trial. The Attorney General's office could authorize prosecutors to seek death penalties. The truck had been packed with people back in June when Zamorano allegedly abandoned it. Prosecutors say investigators went through his phone and found conversations with Martinez concerning smuggling runs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
88 million people in the United States remain under heat warnings or advisories as the heat wave continues.
There's a large area spreading along the East Coast, all the way from Boston down to South Carolina. There's another area across the South from Oklahoma into Mississippi, Alabama. And then there's also some areas across the Southwest, which are typically very hot this time of year.
It's meteorologist Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service, who says the mercury will flirt with the 100-degree mark in Washington, D.C. for the next 4 days. There is movement reported in the federal investigation of Hunter Biden.
A source familiar with the investigation confirms the grand jury tasked with looking at potential evidence has wrapped up its latest term in this case in recent weeks. The case may now be in the hands of the government, the Department of Justice, to make the next move. The president's son has not been charged with a crime, but is under investigation and has been since 2018 for tax issues and overseas business dealings. The source said the U.S. Attorney and Justice Department officials were looking into whether to charge Hunter with various tax violations and, more seriously, possible foreign lobbying violations and possible false statements.
Fox with David Spunt, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.